Yes, but we can't find out anything about
that. Watson, how many times have you heard me astound a client with a list of deductions? You've recently been in China. You have a liking for strong coffee. You're a Mason. Your maiden aunt died suddenly last October.
I can't say I actually recall that last one.
Never mind the details. It's the general principle that matters.
Well, then, yes. I've seen you do it dozens of times, as you know full well. Written up a few of them, too. But so what?
Well, there's the client. There's no reason why I can't do it to him just as much as anyone else.
I thought you already had.
Oh, there has to be more. Can we turn him over?
Do you think we should?
Well, there's precious little more to be told from a view of his back.
But shouldn't we leave him exactly where he fell for the police to see?
The police? They look at him and make their one stunning deduction. Blimey, Governor, he snuffed it, and then they'll cart the unfortunate gentleman away. We could strip him naked, wash the body, anoint him with strawberry jam, and then cut off his head, and your average Scotland Yarder would scarcely even notice.
You know, this fixation of yours borders on the obsessive. Have you ever thought of seeing an alienist?
Be a good fellow. Help me turn him over.
Right.
Oh, dad leg.
It's bad today, is it?
Oh, it's this foul weather. Plays it up.
Well, I can do this on my own.
No, I can manage. Oh.
Thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
Now, yes, we have a whole new drama unfolding in front of our eyes.
I'm pleased to hear it.
It's including a better view of his face. And you'll agree that the contortions support your diagnosis. Death by cardiac arrest.
I still wouldn't like to be definite without a proper examination.
I'm not asking you to sign the death certificate. Just give an opinion. I say the odds are in favour of a heart attack. Do you agree?
Yes, they are.
Very good. Then for the moment at least we'll rule out some exotic murder weapon. No darts from a blowpipe or snakes down the bell rope for your readers this time, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
Yes, but enough of these distractions. We don't know how long we've got until the Yard honours us with its presence. So,
is there anything I can do?
What you always do. Pay close attention, be ready to question everything I say, and feel free to comment at any time.
Very well.
Let us begin.
What have you found?
I collected my dirt from under the nails on his right hand. His left's far more interesting. Take a look at the back of him.
What is that? Just more dirt?
No. It's something far more particular. Soot, I think. Yes, soot which isn't coming off. I want a doctor. Hold his wrist for me, would you?
Yes, of course.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Look at his shirt sleeve.
Looks like the same stuff.
I believe it is.
Perhaps he just brushed up against something.
Not perhaps. For now, just a fact to be noted and filed away for future reference. Yes, we can add something else to our store of information. I was a little hasty when I said there was nothing in his pockets. Here.
Looks like ash of some sort.
This old Virginian ready rub smoked in a cherry wood pipe, and from his left hand coat pocket. So,
the odds are very good that he was right-handed. Handkerchief in the right pocket, pipe in the left.
There are exceptions, but as you say, the odds are in favour. Another fact for the file.
Anything else?
Not that I can see. So, what do we have? A man of advancing years, a butler in a good household, an individual accustomed to deference and possibly respect from his staff and appreciation from his employers.
Who finds himself involved in some sort of crime. I suppose murder's more likely than treason.
Murder it shall be then until we learn differently. Our man's discovered in a position so compromising that his guilt seems quite certain. The police are summoned. He's arrested and led away under guard, not being permitted to dress properly, only to throw an outdoor coat over his shirt sleeves.
Ah, the missing jacket.
Yes, that makes sense. It's taken away. Locked in a cell, a none too secure cell, as it turns out, so we might be talking about a country setting rather than a town one, after all.
Imagine the effect all this has on him. His dignity destroyed? His loyalty impugned? Not to mention the shock if the murder victim was someone he knew well? All that on top of failing health, if I'm right about the weak heart?
He knows that he's innocent. He says as much to the police.
But they're more than content with their circumstantial evidence, whatever it is.
And driven by his despair, he somehow breaks out of his captivity and comes here to us.
Holmes, that's masterly. Bravo.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
It should be possible to find out more.
More? Come on.
Those marks on his hand. Perhaps if I...